Then just what is it that the Wittgenstein in her report considers to be objectionable? Let us assume that he is correct about the facts. That is, Pascal really does not know how run-over dogs feel. Even so, when she says what she does, she is plainly not lying. She would have been lying if, when she made her statement, she was aware that she actually felt quite good. For however little she knows about the lives of dogs, it must certainly be clear to Pascal that when dogs are run over, they do not feel good. So if she herself had in fact been feeling good, it would have been a lie to assert that she felt like a run-over dog. Pascal's Wittgenstein intends to accuse her not of lying, but of misrepresentation of another sort. She characterizes her feeling as the feeling of a run-over dog. She is not really acquainted, however, with the feeling to which this phrase refers. Of course, the phrase is far from being complete nonsense to her. She is hardly speaking gibberish. What she says has an intelligible connotation, which she certainly understands. Moreover, she does know something about the quality of the feeling to which the phrase refers. She knows, at least, that it is an undesirable and unenjoyable feeling, a bad feeling. The trouble with her statement is that it purports to convey something more than simply that she feels bad. Her characterization of her feeling is too specific. It is excessively particular. Hers is not just any bad feeling, but according to her account, the distinctive kind of bad feeling that a dog has when it is run over. To the Wittgenstein in Pascal's story, judging from his response, this is just bullshit. Now, assuming that Wittgenstein does indeed regard Pascal's characterization of how she feels as an instance of bullshit, why does it strike him that way? It does so, I believe, because he perceives what Pascal says as being, roughly speaking for now, unconnected to a concern with the truth. Her statement is not germane to the enterprise of describing reality. She doesn't even think she knows, except in the vaguest way, how a run-over dog feels. Her description of her own feeling is, accordingly, something that she is merely making up. She concocts it out of whole cloth. Or if she got it from someone else, she is repeating it quite mindlessly and without any regard for how things really are. It is for this mindlessness that Pascal's Wittgenstein chides her. What disgusts him is that Pascal is not even concerned whether her statement is correct. There is every likelihood, of course, that she says what she does only in a somewhat clumsy effort to speak colorfully, or to appear vivacious or good-humored. And no doubt Wittgenstein's reaction, as she construes it, is absurdly intolerant. Be this as it may, it seems clear what that reaction is. He reacts as though he perceives her to be speaking about her feeling thoughtlessly, without conscientious attention to the relevant facts. Her statement is not wrought with greatest care. She makes it without bothering to take into account at all the question of its accuracy.